الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقم الصلاة للذكر وقد قال تبارك وتعالى إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله الأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, in Islam the most important thing is respect. If anything that you achieved in this world is because of respect. Anyone who showed disrespect to anything, he has caused harm to himself. For example, respect for parents. No matter who they are, how they behave, but we must show total respect to them. A person showed respect to his parents would have barakat in his life, his age. Like Ustad, he will respect the Ustad in his absence, because in presence everyone respects the Ustad. But in absence, to respect him is more important, that will increase his knowledge. Likewise, the respect for the Masjid, which is the house of Allah. You have to have a lot of respect for the Masjid. And if you have respect for the small masjid, you'll have a lot of respect for the big masjid, the Baytullah. But if you do not have respect for the small masjid, you will not have respect for the big masjid. You must not be under the impression that you show disrespect to the small masjid and you go there and you show respect to that masjid. It's not possible. One cannot change a habit. You can shift a mountain, you cannot shape a habit. So more important this much, that you must have respect for everyone. The more respect you have for the masjid, the more respect Allah Ta'ala gives you. Unfortunately, we do not have that, you know. You don't find respect in the masajid. The reason is because we do not have respect for the salah itself. We do not even know what's an intention for purpose. We come into the masjid. If you already know the purpose you came to come to the masjid, then you'll prepare to, the preparation for that namaz, the salah, is wudu. Unfortunately, no one shows respect to the wudu. Then how do you expect your namaz to be? When you're making wudu, first of all, it's advisable, it's good that you should make wudu at home. And as far as possible, without any valid reason, one should keep himself always in wudu. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to pass water, when he came out, the water was there, but he still made tayammum there. Sahaba ikram asked him, Ya Rasulullah, there's water there, why did you make tayammum? Every action of Rasulullah is a lesson for us. That is if you want to do it. He says, yeah, the water is there, but I do not know whether I can reach the water before my ruh comes out. So you should make tayammu. So if one is working somewhere in an office somewhere, at least make tayammu, which keep him guard of keeping away from sins. Because remember, wudu itself is actually a weapon. It's a shield for you to commit any kind of sins. That is, if you make the wudu in a way how you're supposed to make wudu. Unfortunately, you did not make wudu in the way you could. In a wudu khanas nowadays, you see how people are talking. First of all, when you talk in wudu, while you're talking wudu, when you're not supposed to make salam in wudu.
And a person making wudu is not supposed to make salam also. So where the kalam comes then? Then why are you talking to him? Because we not have the value of salah. If you only know what is salah, it's why when a person makes wudu, he does not even understand he's preparing for a very great ibadat. وَأَقْمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Establish salah to remember me. Allah Ta'ala says good. So you're supposed to make the salah for the sake of remembering Allah Ta'ala. So now you ask yourself, now making wudu, when you make wudu, it's very important that there are four farishta, that the nur, they hold a sheet of nur in front of you to respect you, to welcome you. If you only know this thing, you know your disrespect, you will keep the place of wudu khana will be completely silent when people make wudu, if you have this in front of you. Each one not even look at one another too. So while the person make wudu, this faristas with the nur, the sheet of nur as respecting him, there are four faristas. When one begin to talk of worldly things, one goes away. And when he continues to talk about worldly things, the other one goes away too. And when he continues to do those things, then all the faristas go away. Then what kind of wudu you going to get then? Then that kind of wudu you did, what kind of salah you going to get? That's why they say when you make wudu, the first thing you say, oh Allah, protect me from the waswasa, the whispers of shaytan. وَقُلْ رَبِّ عَوْدُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And protect shaitan from coming near me. Because shaitan, you know one thing. Whispering of shaitan has caused people to miss the jamaat also. So when a person making that wudu, he said, oh Allah, protect me from the whispers of shaitan. Because people today, they make so much wudu, the water get not then finished. The water get finished, but the wudu don't get finished. The whisper of shaitan come to that extent, to the ears, to this, that they begin to think, my hand is not been washed properly, my face is not been washed properly, my feet not been washed properly. And continuously they're doing that. Jamaat goes away, but the wudu not finished though. So you are saying, Allah Ta'ala, وَقُلْ رَبِّ عَوْذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Oh Allah, protect me from the whispers of shayateen. And protect me from shaitan coming near me. So if a person make that kind of wudu, he starts making wudu, that wudu, what kind of wudu will he make? And the time when he's washing, he said, oh Allah, give me barakat in this thing, prosperity, happiness, joy. And protect me from all these calamities and destructions and misfortunes. When that person make that kind of wudu, his intention, his inclination, his attention is towards who? Allah Ta'ala. So his intention is towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then his wudu is of that kind. When the time is supposed to put water in his mouth to gargle, he's supposed to say, Ya Allah, this zuban of mine, make your zikr, make shukr of you. But today when you're making wudu, how's business today? What's happening today? You heard what happened while you're making wudu. And that's your wudu, then you will, that's your namaz going to be. So when you're putting about there, watering about, gargling, at that time you're thinking like that this month, Ya Allah, give me barakat, give me, make this zubana shukr, la in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran. When you may say, oh, you're making wudu, you put in your mouth, Allah, make me among those who may shukr, la in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah Ta'ala says, may qasam ka keta hu, tum zarur bi zarur me ap aur ziyadannunga. When you may shukr. This is what we're lacking today. And you, that's how when you put water in your mouth all the time, you say, Ya Allah, make the zuban with the zikr of Allah, that allow the Quran. Protect me from the wrongs to make ghibat and backbiting and telling lies. Protect me from those things. So when you are really making that kind of wudu, where are your intentions? Are you looking at that friend? Even if you make salam, you're looking at it. Your heart is inclined to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The time when you finish making wudu in this way, you make wudu. And the time when you make him put your water in your nose, you're thinking like, Ya Allah, the frames of Jannat must go in my nose. The fragrance of Jannat. And you blow your nose, protect me from the fire of Jahannam. A fear comes into you too. So in the time when a person washes his face, says, Ya Allah, your friends who were, whose face was full of noor include the sinner in there. You make yourself a sinner. Me gunegar ho. Ya Allah, but make me among those. Likewise, when you wash your face again, you think to yourself, Ya Allah, those people who are your munafiqeens, your hypocrites, do not make me from among those. In other words, do not blacken my face on the day of hell. My dear friends, if you listen to me very carefully, you come to understand that how wudu is, because it's a preparation for a very great ibadat. Preparation for a very great ibadat. There is no ibadat which is more greater than salah. If there was any other ibadah which is greater than salah, then the farishta should have made that ibadat. But every farishta, they are all in salah. Kullun qadani masalatuhu wa tasbihah. Every creation of Allah is making salah. The farishtas, all some are in ruku, some are in sajda, some are in qiyam, some are there, whatever. But they are in salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this salah to be the greatest ibadah. That's why one person understand that salah is, we have to know that we are preparing for a very great ibadah. Humne isko samjhai nahi, isliye masjid ko khel bana rakha hai. We have made our masjid a playground, worldly talks. You can't, while you're talking here, you find some people in the back, they're using the cell phone, looking at something else. People come to the masjid, they come with a cell phone. When they're sitting in the car, they visit a cell phone. They come in the car, they visit a cell phone. Some people, to that extent, when namaz is taking place, they come in for a very great ibadah. When the phone rings, that phone is more important than the salat. Remember, qadam uthe nahi uthaye jaate. This qadam of yours, your feet of yours, you did not bring, someone brought it to you. You did not bring, you, someone brought you here. And who brought you can stop you too. If you don't show respect. So this is what we call that the time when you're washing the face of Allah, do not blacken this face on the day of Qiyamah, when the munafiqeen will blacken the face. When you're washing your hands, you will think that, Ya Allah, my name amal, my deeds will be given a right hand. Khuda kare hum sabko Allah naseeb farmaye. On the right hand, my deeds may be given. If your deeds are being in the right hand, you go to Jannat, inshallah. And you find that you can even say, Ya Allah, that a group of yours will go into Jannat without reckoning. Oh Allah, include us in that. Everything you can make dua that time too. And the moment you wash your left hand, you think, Ya Allah, I'm asking protection, do not even give my deeds in the left hand. Because you know once he's going to give in the left hand, Allah Hamari Father, then the doors of Jahannam will open for you. Either from the back you must ask, or take protection from the back and from the left hand, Allah did not give us. Just imagine these du'as have been made while you're making wudu. How much of respect you can have for the namaz that can take place thereafter. What respect you will show for the namaz, you won't even talk to one friend, another friend too. In the time when you making masa'a, يَسَّمِعُونَ الْقَوْلُ وَيَتَّمِعُونَ الْأَحْسَنَ Oh Allah, this ears of mine, I must hear those things which may bring me more closer and dear to you, not the sins that come. Today, ghibat one time. All kind of ghibat taking, backbiting. In the mosque you're talking, make backbiting one another. No one wants to hear the truth today. No one wants to hear the truth. You come to the masjid, you don't respect the masjid. You come to the masjid, instead of thinking what I'm saying, what I'm to you, if you bring that quality into you, that du'as into you, no man will come to the masjid to talk all the wrong things. Not listen to the ghibat. All the wrong things have been said in the masjid. Whereas the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this question by the people, which is the best place? He said, I do not know. I will ask Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam came and said, Ya Jibreel, the people asking me which is the best place and which is the worst place. He said, I do not know. I'll speak to Allah Ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the best place? Allah Ta'ala said, the best place is the masajid. And the worst place is the bazaar. Today we have made the bazaar the best place and the worst place is the masjid today. Sahaba ikram, where they should be in the bazaars were like the masjid. The bazaars were like the masjid. Their dealing was so straight. There was no such thing as what's happening today. Their dealing was so straight. They were like, you know, in the bazaar, like they were in a masjid. They think of Allah at that time too. So in that kind of quality, when they come to masjid, they're the same person. There's no difference at all. يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ وَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. You make that dua, Allah, I must listen to the right things. It's obvious when you make this dua, Allah will accept your dua. And the time when you're making masa also, there's this face, Ya Allah, this man, the crown of noon must be on my head. Allah. And day, you know, day after when you're washing your feet, oh Allah, with this feet of mine, let me follow the straight path. Sirat al-Mustaqim. Remember one thing, when you're making this kind of dua, you do not have any kind of thing that I am doing everything. Oh Allah, you are doing everything. Sirat al-Mustaqim. If you do not take me Sirat al-Mustaqim, I cannot go. But humility comes into you that, Ya Allah, I cannot do anything. You are doing everything. The moment you wash your left feet, oh Allah, save this feet from the fire of Jahannam and let it pass, pull sirat like lightning. Because once you pass, pull sirat with lightning, thereafter you can say, Alhamdulillah. There's three Eids or five Eids. One is that Eid when a person passes the day, every day without committing a sin, Mubarak won't go. You can send letters to everyone, Mubarak, Zuma Mubarak, MashaAllah. But Mubarak is that day when you pass, every day that passes by without you committing a sin, Mubarak with me. That's Eid for you. The second Eid is the time when you leave this world with Iman, Allahumma min nasif al mah. When you die with Iman, that you call Iman, that's Eid for you. The third is the time when you've been questioned in the qabr. And you answer those questions, Alhamdulillah, Eid okay. The fourth is the time when you enter Jannah, that is Eid for you. And the fifth, the greatest Eid which we all waiting for, Allah may nasif farmai. And that you see Allah Ta'ala. This is what we are supposed to do. This is what we are supposed to be doing. How wudu is supposed to be. Because in aqimis salata li dhikri, establish salat to remember me. People come to read namaz because, you know, my business is sad, my bad, let me read namaz and do it after. Allah would keep them. People come here because, you know, the different intention. I'm reading namaz because I slept up because I got a friend here. He came to masjid, let me go with him too. Or I got some issues. Either issues come right, he's gone too. I know so many people when they go into difficulties of hardship of all kinds. They come to the masjid, they say, they make dua, Allah, Allah, say, Allah, Ta'ala, make dua, Allah, accept it. Once the dua is accepted, they're gone too. Look at Musa, alayhi salam, the time when he's walking, going to Qaltur to speak to Allah. That rock was crying, he said, why are you crying? He said, the reason why I'm crying, because Allah is going to put this rock into Jahannam. So he went to Allah, Ta'ala, and he forgot. When he said, Musa, alayhi salam, went to Allah, Ta'ala, it's obvious when Allah is in front of you, you forget everything. Allah Ta'ala reminded him, oh Musa, you heard something, you saw something in the road, what was it? Ya Allah, the rock was crying for this. Allah. He went there and he said to Allah Ta'ala, no, I'm not going to forgive him, I'm not going to put him in Jahannam. Musa, I am very happy, and he went there. And gave him the message. After some time, when he came back, he's still crying. Oh rock, why are you crying?
My crying made Allah to forgive me. Why must I stop crying?
So everything is how you do, how you respect. Dawood alayhi salam, you know, when Allah Ta'ala said, make shukr, he said, Allah Ta'ala, you giving me the hidayah to make shukr, I'm going to make full shukr for that, then I can make shukr on you. Remember, everything Allah Ta'ala does for you, you must thank that for that.
So when a namaz, a wudu is at the kind, Allah maj'alni min at-tawwabin, maj'alni min at-tahirin, oh Allah, make people among those who make tawbah all the time. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin.
Allah Ta'ala loves that person who makes tawbah. So you actually making dua, oh Allah maj'alni min at-tawwab, after wudu, you make Allah maj'alni min at-tawwabin. وَجَعَلِي مَنْ مُطَهِرِينَ Make me among those who are pure. Pure not only outwardly. Pure not only outwardly. Pure inside too. To say outwardly can be very clean. But inside you must be more clean. And thereafter you read, إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ
You see, they say, even look at the sky, إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ فِي الْقَدْرِ The whole of Surah. I know one friend of mine, you know, he went to an optician to check his eyes. To the optician told him, you know what, what's wrong, man? Your eyes is getting very good. You're supposed to be going down, you're going good. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm doing Inna Anzalna fi Nakad after every wudu.
To look at the barakat of Inna Anzalna, Allah Ta'ala give more sight to.
It's how you take things. It's how you take things.
However, that is the part of wudu I showed you, that wudu, that's how you're supposed to search and respect wudu. I'm sure after you hear this thing, you won't make noise in the wudu khana anymore. I'm sure you'll make sure now that you won't talk to any friends anymore because you can talk to Allah Ta'ala. I'm sure you won't have any more groups sitting together because you came not to make groups, yeah? You came to speak to one person, not one else. When you go to the court, you know, when you go to court before your case takes place, you know how you prepare yourself? From the morning, you do not know what is happening to you. You totally become a lost person. I don't know what's going to be my answer. You go there in front of the court too, before that you sit outside, you forget everyone, you forget your friends too, you forget my salam too. Likewise, when you come to the masajid, you must think you come in the court of Allah. You should think to yourself that this is your last salah. After this salah, you will not get another opportunity. Nabi Karim SAW says, نماز اس طرح پڑھو کہ یہ آخری میں نماز ہے یہ میری آخری نماز ہے دی نماز نہ میں نے ہاؤ یو سپوز ٹو دیٹ از مائی آر لاسٹ نماز
وین دیٹ پرسن ہو ری نماز دیٹ وے کہ یہ میری آخری نماز ہے اینڈ ملک الموت از سٹینڈنگ ان فرنٹ آف می ٹیک مائی روح اوے ہاؤ ول ہی میک نماز سو وین اے پرسن کم ٹو دی مسجد The farista has stopped him. They mustn't come in. Allah Ta'ala asks, what's the reason for you to stop him? Why are you not allowing him to come in?
Ya Allah, outwardly he's park.
He washed his hands, made wudu, his clothing park, everything park.
But inwardly he's not park. Inwardly he's not park.
He's got hate for people. He's got jealousy for people. He's got pride in him. He's got anger in him. All those things is messed up inside him. He looks at people with malice. He looks at people with jealousy.
So, Ya Allah, how can we let him come in when he got inwardly is not parked? Outwardly, everything is parked.
Allah Ta'ala says, if that's the case, lift it up from him. So that he can come to the namaz.
And that person, he come with that intention, he come to the namaz,
that I'm came to meet Allah Ta'ala. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي
يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُو رَبِّهِمْ The moment you come into masjid, you think you came to meet Allah Ta'ala. What do you think when you came to meet Allah Ta'ala, you're supposed to talk to someone else?
You're supposed to talk to him, fearing this man that if I talk to anyone else, he will turn away from me.
You do not know, and that's why many people, when they read Quran too, they read Quran, when someone comes, they throw the Quran to talk to them,
that was the time for Allah to talk to me, except the dua too.
When you show disrespect, Allah Ta'ala, when you turn away, I also turn away. So when a person comes to namaz in that manner,
and when he's namaz,
And then he performs the salah and the ruku and says that in a correct way, not like how down, not like nowadays. Not like nowadays, they read namaz, ruku, and said that tu ja me aata hu.
I'm coming up and down. Everything ruku, when you make the wudu of that kind, definitely you will make namaz of that kind too. Beautiful namaz, you can ruku, you can sajda, everything. You're going to sajda. You see, we don't experience it. Great people experience when they're going to sajda, they don't come up from sajda because they think Allah is loving them there. But they have to just go into ruku and sajda. Because we don't get a taste of this thing. When you get a taste of it, we only know the names. We don't know the taste of it. So when you read the salah in the manner what I'm saying, how we all must read namaz, and then he goes away with total respect, muhabbat, izzat ke saath. Not looking at this person's fault, not looking at that person's fault because he's full of faults. And he walks in the masjid, he reads the dua, whatever dua is to read. Whatever dua he reads, Allah Ta'ala, the farishta say, Ya Allah, we have taken, lifted his sins of this kind, must we put it back? When you have lifted it, why must put it back? When you lifted it, why must you put it back? That is Allah. That's how Allah respects us and how we respect the salah of Allah. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Salah is sufficient for a person to keep away from all evil acts and indecent acts.
My husband to tell us, inna salata tanha